and peace unto you, brothers and sisters.
我们上次是马拉基书的最后一章。
Last time we finished the book of Malachi.
那么这周我们要开始一卷新的书，就是帖撒罗尼迦前书。
And now we're going to begin a study of a new book, which is First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书是保罗在他第二次旅行布道的当中，然后所写的。
First Thessalonians is a letter Paul wrote during his second missionary trip.
保罗在他第二次旅行布道的当中呢，来到帖撒罗尼迦城，然后在犹太人的会堂里面讲道。
On his second missionary journey, Paul had passed through Thessalonica, and as custom, he preached Jesus in the Jewish synagogues.
当时有很多人信主，但是其中有些犹太人就不高兴。
And because of his preaching, many became believers, but this drove the other Jewish peoples to jealousy.
那圣经里面说，这些不高兴的人是他们当中的市井粉类，他们出于嫉妒，所以他们就起来逼迫保罗。
And in their jealousy, they rose up and persecuted Paul.
所以保罗就不得已连夜逃出帖撒罗尼迦，然后逃到比里亚。
And so because of their persecution, Paul escaped the city by night to Berea.
但是在帖城的这些犹太人又跟着保罗到比里亚来逼迫他。
And then his persecutors followed him to Berea.
所以保罗不得已又逃到雅典，然后从雅典到哥林多。
And so Paul was once again hit the road first to Athens and then to Corinth.
他在哥林多的时候，然后听到有人告诉他在帖城有很多的人信主，然后他们在被逼迫。
And when he was in Corinth, Paul got word that while there were many believers in Thessalonica, there were also many who faced persecution.
所以保罗就写了帖撒罗尼迦前书来鼓励帖城的基督徒。
And so he wrote this first letter to the Thessalonians to encourage them.
所以帖撒罗尼迦这前书，它的目的是鼓励在逼迫当中的教会，然后鼓励在信徒在试炼当中能够站立得住。
And this is a book of encouragement, to encourage the early church to stand firm in times of trial and tribulation.
保罗要他们能够看到基督徒最终的那个盼望，然后靠着这个盼望能够过一个圣洁得胜的生活。
Paul wanted to show the Thessalonians that they had hope. They had something to hope for, and because of this hope, they could live victorious lives.
那在这段经文当中，我要讲两点。第一点就是说保罗对信徒的鼓励。
And so I want to discuss two things about these verses. First is the encouragement he gave to the believers.
第二点就是真理、圣灵和我们的见证，然后在我们的信主的过程当中和我们成圣过程当中的角色。
And then second is the role that the truth, the Holy Spirit, and witness plays in our lives as Christians.
那我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书一章的一到十节。
So let us first look at 1 Thessalonians chapters 1 verses 1 through 10.
保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里面的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。第五节，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心，纵容你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主，甚至你们做了马其顿和亚改亚所有信主之人的榜样，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话，因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。最后一节，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活，那位救我们脱离将来废路的耶稣。
Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ, grace be to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，我们来到你的面前，我们把这段经文仰望交托在你的手中。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, and we look upon you for the interpretation of these verses.
因为这是你的话语，你的话语是有能力的。
For this is your word, and your word is full of power.
你的话语就是真理。
And your word is truth.
主啊，我们祈求你，愿你的圣灵带领我们能够进入真理，明白你的话语。
Lord, we ask you that these words can lead us into truth and to live that out.
我们祈求你真的是愿你的圣灵在我们的当中做那美好的工作，让我们能够明白。
And we ask that your Holy Spirit do its work in us so that we can understand.
我们这样的祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in reliance upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.那在这段经文当中，首先保罗写信给帖城的基督徒。首先，保罗是肯定他们在基督里面的身份。我们看第一节，在第一节里面，保罗说是在父神，说他们是你们是在父神和主耶稣基督里面的教会。
And so Paul, in writing to the Thessalonians, he encouraged them first by affirming their identity in Jesus Christ, starting from verse 1.That the Thessalonians are the church in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后第四节保罗说你们是蒙拣选的。
And then verse 4 he says that you have been chosen.
在第三节里面又说就是说在神我们的父面前就你们和我们的父我们共同的父面前。
And then verse 3 that God the Father is our God and Father, that there is a shared identity.
所以在第四节里面又说你们是被神所爱的弟兄。
And again, you are, verse 4, you are brothers loved by God.
所以我们在这里看到就是保罗对帖城的基督徒他们在身份里面的一个肯定。
So this is an affirmation of the identity of the Thessalonian believers.
那么今天我们要思想一个问题就是说我们今天我们如何来看待我们的弟兄姐妹或者如何来看待我们自己。
So this verse has application for us in the present because it teaches us how we are to view both one another and ourselves as Christians.
其实我们看到我们的时候我们应该我们 每一个人都应当明白我们每一个基督徒我们都是圣徒但同时又是罪人。
And so when we look at one another, when we look at ourselves, we should see both one another and ourselves as saints and sinners.
首先我们是圣徒因为我们是在主耶稣基督里面被买赎过来的主付出了他生命的代价
First we are saints because we have been bought with a great price by the Lord Jesus
所以我们的所有的罪都被赦免我们在神的面前是被算为义所以我们是圣徒
And because our sins have been forgiven because we have been credited with righteousness before God therefore we are saints
但第二点我们又每个人又都是罪人虽然我们被赦免但是我们的罪的啊，我们的罪还没有被完全的解决我们还是活在这个世界当中我们还会犯罪
But we are sinners because our sin nature has not been dealt with and we are still living in a world that is enemies with God and so we will continue to sin
保罗并不是不知道帖城的基督徒他们也有软弱的地方，他们也有不完全的地方，他们也会犯罪。
It's not that Paul didn't know that the Thessalonians had their weaknesses, that they had their shortcomings or their sins.
但是保罗依然承认他们在基督里面的身份，而且愿意为此向神献上感恩和赞美。
And yet he still is willing to affirm their identity and thank God for them.
所以这就对我们弟兄姐妹一个挑战，我们如何去看待我们的弟兄姐妹？我们是不是在同时看到他们既是罪人又是圣徒？
That this is a challenge for us as believers, that do we also see one another, that though sinful, we are also saints?
我们经常会走极端，我们要么就是看到一个弟兄姐妹很好，我们就觉得他是完全的 perfect 的，是圣徒。
That we often go to the extremes, that when we see someone, we see, oh, they're great. They, you know, they, this person must be a great saint. They must be perfect already.
但我们又有的时候又会走另外一个极端。当我们看到一个弟兄姐妹他们醉的时候，或者他们撒谎的时候，或者他们打这个擦边球的时候，我们就说他们是不得救的，他们是撒旦。
And so other times we see the less glorious side of our brothers and sisters, that they offend us directly, or they lie, or you know they skirt the rules when playing ping pong.
Not ping pong. 所以我们就说，他们怎么能够配给我们给我在同一个教会里面呢？他们怎么能够配做我的同工呢
？So we mutter to ourselves, how could this person be a part of the church? Why do I have to be stuck working alongside such people?
所以我们在这里要看到，就是说，当我们看到我们圣灵在我们弟兄姐妹身上工作的时候。所以有的时候我们看到他们罪的时候，我们不要因为他们一个罪或两个罪的缘故，我们就去put down他们。
And so, this is an encouragement for us that, you know, when we see the Holy Spirit at work in a person, despite that, you know, when we see their sins, that we don't look down on them.
那对初信的弟兄姐妹有一个挑战，就是说我们该如何去看待我们的教会。
And these verses are also a challenge to our new believers, that this is how, in helping them how to see the church.
我记得我刚刚信主的时候，我是在校园团契的，在校园团契的里面。当时那些在我就看到校园团契里面的所以每一个弟兄姐妹都很好，都非常 nice.
When I first became a believer, it was through Campus Crusade, and I saw that all the brothers and sisters, they were very nice people.
但是我在那里面待了两年之后，然后我慢慢成为服侍的人员之后，我就不想再在那里面待在那里面了。
But after I became a believer and I served among them for 2 years, I didn't want to be part of that group anymore.
所以后来我就离开那个校园团契，然后来到三字教会。到三字教会里面，刚开始因为我们那边三字教会很好，所以我觉得那个他们的教导很好，很深入，然后那个关怀小组也做得很好，我就觉得他们真的是非常好。
And then, so after I left that group, I joined a Three Self Church, and at the time I thought, okay, well this church isn't half bad. You know, they have pretty solid teaching, and you know they're caring. They actually cared about their congregation. You know, they went out and ministered to them.
但是后来，当我慢慢进入到他们服事的团队，然后进入到他们核心的时候，我就会发现很多很多的问题。
But the deeper I got, the closer I got to them, the more core part of the core group I became, the more problems I discovered.
So, 今天我们初信主的弟兄姐妹，你们来到这个教会的时候，你会感到教会的温暖，感到教会像家，你会感到弟兄姐妹都很好，对你很 nice.
And so, as a new believer, you probably have a pretty good impression of this church. That you know, this is a very warm and loving place, like a family. Everyone's very nice to you.
但是当你进入到服事团队的时候，但是你既接触到这个教会核心团队的时候，你就会发现有一种挫败感，或者有一种心里面有一种不爽，想让你要去 lay back， 想 withdraw 的。
But when the closer you get, the more you serve in a church, the closer you get to the core, the center, the more you might become disillusioned and you might want to quit.
所以我们在这里要看到教会是。圣徒相聚的地方，但同时又是罪人相聚的地方。
And yes, the church is a congregation of saints, but it is also a gathering place of sinners.
所以我要劝我们当中的弟兄姐妹，如果你在这样的状况当中，我劝你就是存着信心，然后靠着神的恩典，能够来克服，能够来胜过这一切，能够看到我们是罪人又是圣徒。
That so when you run into problems in the church, I ask you to call upon God's grace and look at the situation in faith that yes, we are sinners, but we are saints as well.
保罗知道帖城的信徒他们是罪人，但是他看到他们在圣他们身上圣灵的果子，然后就为他们感谢神赞美神。 所以这是我们要向保罗学习的。
And so Paul, in writing this, he especially thanks God for the fruits of the Spirit he sees on these Thessalonians, sinful as they might be.
大家都听过一个故事，就是说有一半瓶水，那一个人看到这个半瓶水的时候，就说：“哇，怎么只剩下半瓶水了？”
And so we all know the old joke that a pessimist sees a half a glass of water as half empty.
但另外一个人看到半瓶水的时候，说：“感谢主，还有半瓶水。”
And an optimist sees it as half full.
所以就是保罗给我们一个看见，就是说其实我们每个弟兄姐妹都是罪人，又都是圣徒，但是保罗宁愿能够看到他们身上圣灵的工作，就为此向神献上感恩和赞美，这是我们要学习的。
So what we need to learn from Paul is his attitude of looking at the good in his congregation, that he can see the fruit of the Spirit in them.
保罗在他们身上看到他们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望所存的忍耐。
And so he sees in them the work of faith, the labor of love, and the endurance they have because of hope.
什么叫做因信心啊？因信心所做的功夫，英文的翻译是 work of faith， 那也就是因信心所产生的行为。
So what does work of faith mean? Well, that means that the life we live out because we have faith.
啊，我们在婚姻当中夫妻相处的时候，我们怎样才是？信心的功夫呢？
So, for example, in married life, what is living out a work of faith in the way we treat our spouses?
你们做太太的，你们知道你们丈夫做丈夫的最怕的是什么吗？最害怕的是什么吗？
Those of you ladies who are married, do you know what your husbands are most terrified of?
做丈夫的最害怕的就是做太太去辖制他，去 manipulate 他。
And so what a husband is most terrified of is that his wife tries to control him or manipulate him.
So 我和我太太也是这样，因为我太太比我大一点，所以她就觉得我很多，她就害怕我很多方面不成熟，会做错事，所以她总是要告诉我这个要怎么做，那个要怎么做。
And it's the same it is with me and my wife because she's a year older than me, so a lot of times she sees me as, you know, not mature in many things, and so she's always telling me to do this or that or the other thing.
当然我就不爽，我就跟她吵，我要告诉她，圣经上说你们做太太的要顺服你们的丈夫，你们丈夫是太太的头，对不对？
And so this always is very upsetting to me, especially. So every time I argue, I say, well, you know, doesn't the Bible say that husbands are to submit to wives are to submit to their husbands?
所以我就 fight back, 你知道。
And so we would always fight about these kinds of things.
所以你知道这结果是什么？结果就是越来越糟。
And so the result is that our relationship got worse and worse.
所以我们的圣经上告诉我们说，我们行事为人要凭信心而不凭眼见。
But the Bible says that we are to live by faith and not by sight.
那么在夫妻相处的关系当中，什么样才是凭信心？什么样才是凭眼见呢？
So how do we live by faith as a married couple?
所以后来我就发觉了这个不行，所以我来到神的面前祷告，然后神感动我，神让我看见，就是说神是他的主，耶稣基督是他的主，我可以向神祷告，求神来改变他。
And so because when I pray to God about this issue, God opened my eyes and saying,You know, God's not just my Lord. God's her Lord. I don't have to change her. I can pray to God to change her.
但是当我向神祷告的时候，那么神就光照我，首先让我看到我的问题，然后让我看到就是说，其实我太太为什么很多的时候想要告诉我这样做那样做，其实是一种出于一种不信任。那这不信任是因为我的原因造成的。
And so, when I prayed to God to change her, God instead turned it around and He showed me that.The person who really needed to change was me. That the reason why she's always telling me to do this and that is that she can't trust me with important decisions. And who, you know, whose fault is that but my own?
So, in 祷告当中看到我的问题，所以我就自己先改变。
And because of that, I was the one who ended up changing first.
但是我后来也发现我太太也在改变。
But while I was working on my own problems, I realized that my wife was changing as well.
真的很感谢主，然后神就带领我的太太，然后在 CCEF 在那个 counseling 的 学习圣经辅导，然后通过这些课程呀，通过他所看的书，然后他自己就愿意改变了。
And so, because at the time my wife was going through the CCEF Christian counseling, and so because of the, you know, the Bible studies that she was going through and the books that she was reading, she herself was willing to change.
所以我太太现在是越来越顺服，然后我在家中也是越来越被尊重。
And so, you know, so because of that, she is more and more, she respects me more and more as a husband.
所以这里我们看到就是什么是靠信心，什么是凭眼见。那凭眼见就是我们要靠我们自己的手段来做事情，我们靠我们自己的手段来改变对方。
And because what the world teaches us is that, you know, you have to do everything in your power you can to change the other party.
但是靠信心是什么？就是我们来到神的面前，把这个事带到神的面前，向神祷告，求神来改变。但是神首先改变的是我们自己。
But what the Bible teaches us is to take the situation before God, so that for God to change things, and usually the first person that ends up being changed is ourselves.
再举一个例子，就是在儿女教育当中，我们的优先级的问题。
Another example I want to bring up is how do we educate our children? What do we emphasize when we teach them?
我相信我们在座的父母当中，大多数的父母都希望我们的儿女能够快乐，能够幸福，对不对？
That, you know, as parents, I'm sure all of us want our children's ultimate happiness.
可能只有少部分的父母就希望儿女将来能够为他添面子，能够光宗耀祖。
And maybe a little bit of ego is in that too, that, you know, they want their children to look good and bring glory to the family.
但如果我们当中如果有人这样想的，我劝你到神面前悔改，因为你为了你自己的缘故，把很多的担子来加在你儿女的身上，逼迫他们。
But if your motivation is largely on the ego side, then I sincerely ask if you to come before God and repent of that idea, because you're putting a lot of unnecessary burden on your child by doing that.
所以我们大多数的父母希望我们儿女幸福，希望他们快乐，但是我们是怎样做的？那在这个事情上面，什么是凭信心？什么是凭眼见？
And so when we are trying to help our children to achieve happiness, how do we do it? Do we live by faith or do we live by sight?
就我们能够看到的东西，我们是觉得我们他们要幸福，就必须要成为人上人，是不是？所以他们就我们就把他们送到那个常青藤的学校，然后希望他们毕业之后能够到华尔街，能够成为律师或成为医生。
The usual path to glory, we think, is for our children to end up in Ivy League schools so that they can work on Wall Street or be lawyers or doctors.
我不是说反对你们将来成为 lawyer 或者是 doctor， 不是反对这个。
Now, I'm not necessarily opposed to that kind of idea.
但是我在这里要告诉你们的是，这个世界告诉我们的东西是要我们凭眼见去抓的，让凭我们自己去抓住的东西。
But the world tells us, you know, the only thing you can have for certain is the things that you can grab by your own initiative.
有一个社会学家，当他在做他的 PhD 论文的时候，他做了一个社会调查，他就是来调查在美国社会当中有哪些人是最幸福的人。
Well, a certain sociologist for his PhD degree decided to do a study on, you know, what in the, you know, who actually are the happy people, who actually have satisfaction in their lives.
结果他调查出来就发现两组人是最幸福的，第一组人就是在华尔街里面的成功人士。
And so he found that there were two groups of people who were happy. First were the successful Wall Street brokers.
那么第二组人就是他们是处在中产阶级的下层，他们的收入够他们家庭的需要，他们有一份自己喜欢的工作，他们的家庭也很温馨。
Second is lower middle class people, as long as their job was one that they were happy with and that their income was enough to satisfy their basic needs.
所以他就把这个调查结果就是写进他的 PhD 论文，然后他就拿到他的 PhD。
And so he took the results of this study and he wrote his paper, his PhD, his thesis on it.
但十年之后他忽然有一个想法，他说我再去尊重这两组人，看他们今天还不是不是依然幸福。
And then so he thought, well, 10 years later, he thought, okay, well, let me follow up on these two groups and see how they fared so in these last 10 years.
结果他发现第一组人就是在那个华尔街工作的成功人士，他们中大多数80-90%都不再幸福，他们因为工作的压力，然后竞争的压力，他们的有很多人就有这个忧郁症，他们家庭破裂。
And so he discovered that the Wall Street brokers, though they had been successful, that the pressure of continued performance crushed them to the point where many of them were suffering from depression and marital issues.
但是他结果他发现，在第二组人当中，大多数人还是依然很幸福，他们的生活没有什么改变，他们还是依然是属于中产阶级的下子，有一份自己喜欢的工作。
But the second group of people, the lower income group, though they had lower income, they still remained in a job that they were satisfied with, and that they were pretty happy with the status quo.
所以这个调查结果告诉我们什么？幸福是依赖于你有多少钱吗？幸福是依赖于你受过多少教育吗？幸福是依赖于你的工作在这个社会当中是不是那个高层的吗？
So this, what does this study teach us? That is happiness based on your income, or on your level of education, or on your status in society?
芝加哥大学做过一个调查，它就是调查在美国社会当中，哪一个职业是满意度最高的职业，哪一个职业是幸福度最高的职业。
The University of Chicago did a study on the level of satisfaction in all of the different walks of life.
你猜结果是什么？哪一个职业是满意度最高的
？So what do you think? What job? What person is happiest in their job? So someone in the back yelled out, "Pastor."
有谁在说 pastor?
So who else thinks pastor?
是的，结果调查出来，牧师是满意度最高的，幸福度最高的职业。
And indeed, pastors have the highest percentage of job satisfaction in all of the different jobs.
所以希望你们当中有很多人愿意出来做牧师。
So you know that's an encouragement for you that you know if you feel the calling, then you know you should submit to it and be a pastor.
希望你们当中有很多人愿意让他的儿子或者女儿能够从事福音相关的工作。
And that you know.When that in thinking of your children's future careers, I hope you don't eliminate working for the gospel as one of them.
为什么呢？因为他们的总结是这样，就是那些满意度最高的职业，就是那些职业，就在这些职业中，他可以去关心别人，去帮助别人，去教导别人，然后去保护别人，然后并且有创造性的。
And so they found that the jobs that are most personally satisfying are the ones that involve caring.Teaching, protecting others, and creative pursuits.
那牧师的职业为什么是幸福度最高的呢？因为就是牧师有很大的机会，他能够把他内心深处那个最那个 conviction 那个确信能够活出来，在他的生活当中一致的活出来。
And those engaged in ministry have great opportunity to live and work out their deepest convictions, and therefore they have the deepest satisfactions.
所以今天我们的在座的父母，我们如果听这个世界的话，我们听这个撒旦的谎言，这个世界告诉我们说，我们只要把我们的孩子送进常青藤的学校，毕业之后他们进华尔街，他们就很幸福。但是我告诉你，这个是谎言。
And so the world tells us, you know, send your kids to the best universities, get them the highest paid jobs, get them the best positions, the best status in society. But that and they'll be happy. But that's a lie.
但圣经上告诉我们说，如果我们想要我们的孩子幸福，我们就要把他带到神的面前，我们要把他交托在神的手中。
But what the Bible teaches us is for true happiness, we are to bring our children before God and to turn them over to God's plans.
只有当孩子能够知道上帝对他的呼召，明白上帝对他的呼召，而且能够活出上帝对他呼召的时候，他的心里是很充实的。
For when your child is living out, when your child knows God's plan for their life and can live it out, then that is true happiness.
他的心里是很满足的，他才是真正的幸福的。
And that is true satisfaction as well.
所以我们在反思，我们今天什么是凭信心，什么是凭眼见。
And so as we think about what is living by faith versus what is living by sight.
保罗在这里看到贴身的基督徒他们在信心当中的行为，他们在爱心当中的劳苦，爱心当中的劳苦我们放在最后讲，然后他们在盼望当中的忍耐，我们现在讲盼望当中的忍耐。
And so, I'm going to skip over their labor of love a little bit, but first let's look at their steadfastness in hope.
我们知道贴身的基督徒，他们因为信仰的缘故，他们以为信主的缘故，他们被逼迫，他们有些人被投在监狱里面，有些人可能会失去他们的财产。
And so the Thessalonian Christians, they were facing persecution. Some of them went to prison. Some of them lost their property.
但是保罗劝他们，就是说你们要看到在将来基督再来的时候，基督再来的时候，那个那存在天上的赏赐，将来的那个荣耀。
So Paul encouraged them by pointing them to Jesus' second coming, where a great reward and glory awaited them.
所以保罗劝他们，就是说，因为这是个盼望，所以你们在这个苦难当中，在逼迫当中，你们要有这样的忍耐，要有这样的信心，能够活出一个圣洁得胜的生活。
And so Paul said, because you have that glory to look forward to, then you can be patient in times of suffering.
所以这就是为什么保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书的每一章的结尾都要提到那个永恒的盼望。
And that is why, in the end of 1 Thessalonians, Paul emphasized again that eternal hope.
所以在第一章的结尾，保罗在这说，我们要等候他儿子从天降临，就是那位救我们脱离愤怒的耶稣。
Here, verse 10, that we wait for his son from heaven, who he raised from the dead, Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
在第二章结尾，保罗说什么？保罗说是。我们的盼望是什么呢？我们的喜乐是什么？我的冠冕是什么？就是主耶稣再来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住。
And then, at the end of this chapter 2, he says, you know, we have what we hope for, that we hope that you can stand up on the day amidst all of these sufferings.
所以在第三章的结尾，保罗说，就是愿你们存彼此相爱的心。所以等主耶稣与他众圣徒来临的时候，你们在父神面前可以心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
And then at the end of chapter 3, he says, May our Lord God our Father himself direct our way to you, and may the Lord increase and abound in love for, make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all.
在第四章结尾的时候，保罗说，主亲自从天降临，我们要一同被提到云中，在空中与他相遇，所以你们要用这些话彼此劝慰。
And then he says about the end times, those who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
在第五章结束的时候，保罗说，当主降临的时候，愿赐平安的神使你们全然成圣，完全无可指责。
And then again in chapter 5, Now may the Lord of peace himself sanctify you completely, that your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗对这些在逼迫当中的基督徒提到永恒的盼望，反反复复地提到那个永恒的盼望。
So over and over again, Paul emphasized our eternal hope.
有的时候我在想，就是我们在 suffer 当中，我们在痛苦当中，什么可以使我们能够脱离那个痛苦呢？
So I often think, well, what is it that keeps us going in times of suffering and pain?
那其中有一个重要的就是盼望，就是永恒当中的盼望。
One of the important factors is that eternal hope.
那么还有一个就是信心，就是我们要相信神是爱我们的，神在我们身上所发生的一切事情都是神化妆的祝福。
And the other is faith, in faith that we know that God loves us, so.Everything that we have, that even what seems like suffering is actually a blessing in disguise.
很多时候我们在苦难当中，我们觉得我们很苦，我们觉得我们很难。为什么
？Why is it? Why does suffering hurt and feel hard?
因为我们心里面有偶像，因为我们心里面有这个世界不愿意放，有在这个世界上我们不愿意放弃的东西。
Because we have idols in our hearts that we're not willing to let go of.
所以很多时候，神在就借着这个苦难。把我们放在那种环境当中，神要借着这苦难让我们心里面难过，让我们心里面苦。
And so God places us in those circumstances where we do feel really terrible.
但是当我们感觉苦的时候，我们就会反思我们为什么这么苦。
But in that suffering, then it leads us to think, well, why do I feel so terrible?
结果就我们就会发现我们心里面的偶像，是因为我们不愿意放弃这个世界，是因为我们还贪恋这个世界。
And in meditation, we often discover that the things that bring us pain are the idols in our hearts, the things that we are not willing to let go of.
So, 在今年四月的 free 的时候，我和我们太太来看房子，所以我给大家讲过这个故事。我们看到一套房子，我心里面很想买那个房子，但神就不让我买。
So I've actually told you guys this story before, but it's illustrative for this sermon, so I'm going to tell it again. That when we first came down in April, I saw this beautiful house, and I really, really wanted it, but God would just not let me have it.
神对我说，你想要吗？我说我想要，就是不给你。
And so God asked me, "You want this?" I was like, "Yeah." Well, nope, you're not going to get it.
因为神在这个过程中让我看到，就是说，他要让我就是能够放弃在这个世界上，因为有我们心里面想的在世界上的享受，然后在世界上那个 comfortableness。
And so because what God taught me through this was He wanted me to let go of the idea that you know we could be cozy and in this world.
但神想让我们的是我们单单去敬拜他，单单去跟随他。
What God wanted was for me to follow Him and Him alone.
我也讲给大家讲过我那个修车的故事，就是说那个修车的人然后骗了我70多块钱。
And I think I also told you this story before. One time I went to a mechanic and he cheated me out of $70.
为什么？因为我们做生意的时候，我们都想在各处省钱，结果一下子就被他骗七十多块。
And so, you know, as seminary students, obviously we're pretty poor, so we try to save money. But this guy, he cheated me out of $70.
所以神告诉我们说，你想省钱吗？我就是要让你破产。
And so God's like, you want to save money? So I'm going to make you broke.
所以神要让我们看到我们的信心的对象是谁，我们的依靠的对象是谁。
And that really exposed in my heart what I was actually relying upon.
所以神的苦难其实是神的一个化妆的祝福，在苦难当中，神要把我们的偶像拿出去，那个过程是很痛的，就好像那个心头肉从我们身上被撕裂一般。
And so, you know, when God brings these things into our lives, it's actually a blessing in disguise. Of course, it's going to hurt because God is ripping out parts of us that are not fit for the next life.
那保罗在哥林多前书13章说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
And 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us, but today these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
我常常在思想这个信望爱之间到底是什么关系。
I often wonder to myself, well, what is the relationship between faith, hope, and love?
那希伯来书11章说，信是所望之事的实底，信就是那个盼望的实底。为什么这么说？
Why does Hebrews chapter 11 says that faith is the certainty of the things not yet seen?
我们知道神在圣经上给我们有很多的应许，应许将来的新天新地，应许将来的荣美，应许将来的赏赐。
We know that the Bible has a lot of verses promising an eternal glory, an eternal and a future reward, and many, many other promises concerning the last days.
信心就是我们对圣经上神给我们的应许在我们内心深处的那个最最深的那个确据。
But and so faith is a certainty in our heart of hearts on these promises of God.
望是什么？盼望就是说，因为在信心当中啊，我们对神的应许的一个渴望，我们对神应许的渴望。
So what is hope then? Well, hope is that because we have faith in God's promises, then we look forward to them.
因着我们对神的应许的一个渴望，我们渴望将来看到神的荣耀，我们渴望将来存在天上的赏赐，所以我们在这地上的行为，我们的生活方式，然后我们就会发生改变。
That because we have hope in the life to come, in seeing God face to face, and in being praised and rewarded by God as a good and faithful servant, then our lives on this world will change.
所以我们就愿意遵守神的话语，律法的总纲是什么？
So we're willing to obey God because what is the greatest of all commandments?
律法的总纲就是爱，首先爱神，其次爱人。
And that is the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God, and the second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以我们的行为，我们的生活，我们在生活当中的一言一语，我们的每个动作，我们的每句话，然后都是为了将来的荣耀，都是为了将来的赏赐。所以这就是爱的行为。
And so all of our thoughts, all of our words, all of our actions, they are all building in this life. They're all building up towards that future, that future glory. And the reason, the motive by which we do these things is love.
所以信心是盼望和爱的一个基础根基。
So faith is the basis, the foundation of our life.
因为如果没有信心，我们就不会相信所盼望的，对不对？
Because without faith, we would not. Why would we have any hope in those things?
如果我们不渴望将来那个天上的赏赐，我们不渴望所盼望的，我们的行为就不会改变。
And if we have no hope in the future glory, then our behavior will never change.
所以保罗在这里，我看保罗在这里看到帖撒罗尼迦城的基督徒，看到他们在信心里面的行为，他们在爱中的劳苦，以及他们在盼望当中的忍耐，就为此向神献上感恩和赞美。
And so Paul, in seeing the work of faith in the people, the labor of love, and their steadfastness in hope, he thanked God for this.
所以这是我们要向保罗所学习的。
So that we are to learn from Paul in this.
第二点，我要讲真理、圣灵和见证在我们的信主成圣过程当中的一个角色。
And second, I want to talk about what the role of the truth, the Holy Spirit, and a witness has in our life of faith.
这个不是这一章经文的重点，但是保罗既然在这讲到，我想跟我们教会有关系，所以我们就。
So this is not something that Paul especially emphasizes in these verses, but since he brought them up, I feel that it is a benefit to this church.
保罗在这里说，福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。
That our gospel came to First Thessalonians chapter 5, our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction.
保罗在这里说，不独在乎言语，并不是说不在乎言语。而是说不仅仅在乎言语。
And so, not only in word means, of course, is that you know Paul. It's not that Paul didn't preach the gospel. Of course, he did, but he couldn't rely on just his words alone.
那个全能和圣灵其实是同义词，因为全能是圣灵的全能。
And so, in power and in the Holy Spirit, and in fact, those two are basically the same thing.
那充足的信心是什么 ？The full conviction, full conviction of what?
So what is this full conviction that he talks about?
这里充足的信心，其实是对神话语一个充足的信心。
But and so this is a full conviction in the Word of God.
那么什么叫对神话语充足的信心呢
？So what is the full conviction in the Word of God?
也就是当保罗在帖撒罗尼迦城在传福音的时候，他说不光是他说的话，而且是他说话的态度，包括他的语气，包括他的。表情，他的眼神，都反映了他内心深处的那个确信。
That when Paul preached, it wasn't because he was a good public speaker or he had a lot of charisma, but he spoke from the deepest convictions in his heart, and it came out in his body language, in his tone of voice, in the way he looked at people.
保罗说：“我深知我所信的是谁。”那么我们今天我们在传福音的时候，我们内心深处是否真的相信？真的相信我们所相信的那个是真理，那个是唯一的真理，绝对的真理。
So when Paul says, "I know in whom I believed," is that the attitude we have when we go and preach the word?
记得有一个牧师，他讲过他信主之前那个见证。他信主之前，他也是受过很高等的教育，然后可能也是在北美，我记得应该是在北美。然后他要到教会里面去，去会饭，我知道。
And so, one of the pastors shared his testimony of how he became a Christian. That you know, he before he was a Christian, he was also highly educated, and he only went to church for the food.
那么他来到这个教会里面，他就碰到一个老太太，老太太向他传福音。那老太太没有受过多少教育，所以他们就开始 argue 起来。
And so, when he went to church, this little old lady would always try to preach the gospel to him, and because she wasn't well educated, he was always arguing with her about the minutia.
那老太太当然说不过他，但是在他滔滔不绝讲的时候，那老太太一直就是面带微笑，然后用同情的眼光看着他。
And so, because the you know the little lady being not very well educated, she couldn't answer all of his questions. But when she spoke to him, it was always with a smile and very compassionate.
所以在最后结束的时候，老太太对他说：“为你祷告，求神能够开你的眼睛，让你能够认识他。”
And so when they got to the end of their conversation, she said, "You know, I'll pray for you that the Lord open your eyes so that you can see Him."
所以他后来回忆的时候，他说他当时很震惊。
And so,
为什么？
at the time, this took him off his guard.
老太太在他面前无话可说，被他说得哑口无言。但是结果他后来很震惊。
And so because he thought he'd won the argument, you know, because there was nothing the little lady could say that could win him over.
老太太虽然说不过他，但是老太太心里面所相信的，她的心里面是真的相信她所信的那个是真理。
And so she couldn't win the argument by, you know, in the intellectual side, but her deep conviction shook him to the core.
这充足的信心不光是在言语上面，而且也是在行为上面。保罗在提撒罗尼迦城在向他们传福音的时候，他们在日常生活当中那个点点滴滴都是展现在他们面前，让他们看到一个基督徒是什么样的基督徒。
And so Paul, when he was in Thessalonica preaching the gospel to them, it was not just by, you know, not just standing on a street corner preaching at them, but he lived among them, and they saw for themselves every day in and day out what it meant to be a Christian.
这个其实就是我们所说的见证。然后保罗在这里说，就是说，你们效法，在第六节说，你们效法我们啊，你们效法我们，就是贴身的基督徒效法保罗。然后贴身的基督徒做了马其顿和亚该亚人的榜样。
And so, Paul here, he, you know, in commending the Thessalonians, he said that because you followed our example, you have now become an example for all of Macedonia and Achaia.
所以这就好像我们今天带门徒的过程，是不是
？And so this is like the process of discipleship that we're leading today.
所以我再次思想，在我们的信主过程当中，我们成圣过程当中，神的话语，保罗在这里提到神的话语，提到圣灵。提到见证，这三者之间的关系是什么
？And so this caused me to think, what is the relationship between God's word, power, and testimony?
首先，我们要认识到这个见证是见证神的话语，是要把人带到神的话语的面前的。
That this testimony is a testimony to lead people into the word of God.
不是见证哪一个人多么的好，或哪个人品行多么的。高尚，他的灵命多么的好，不是见证这个。
It's not to show off how good we are, how high quality character we have.
而是见证神的话语。
But to be witnesses of God's word.
所以在这个我们的信主过程当中，在我们的成圣过程当中，神的话语和圣灵是必不可少的。
And so in that process of becoming sanctified, we must have God's word and the power of the Holy Spirit in us.
见证很重要，但不是必不可少的。
And it is important, but it is not, you know, it is not of utmost importance to have testimony.
所以我们当中有些弟兄姐妹，他们可能不需要别人的见证，他们读圣经的时候，圣灵就感动他们，他们的生命就改变。而且我自己也有过这样的经历。
And so maybe someone who will not necessarily be changed if they see someone else's testimony, but they can be changed by reading the word of God alone. I myself have had that experience.
所以保罗在这里提到见证，而且把它放在这个位置上面，所以就告诉我们这个很重要。
But Paul still mentions the existence of this testimony, and so we see how important he considers it.
所以今天我们的门徒培训也很重要。
And in the same way, today our discipleship is equally important.
但是我们要认识到，不是我们的见证能够去改变人的生命，而是我们的见证把他们带到神的话语面前。真正改变人的生命是神的话语和圣灵。
But let us not delude ourselves into thinking that our good testimony before men can lead anyone to Christ. We can only lead them to God's word, and it is God's word that changes them.
所以我们在门徒培训的时候，我们要注意两个事情，注意一个事情，就是说我们要避免一个偶像崇拜，就是我们要避免崇拜个人。
And so when we're leading other people, we have to not make the mistake of having them idolize us as people.
我们要知道见证是把我们带到神的话语面前。如果我们崇拜个人的话，我们最后就会。到我们最后就会像哥林多教会那样，就有人说我是属保罗的，有人说我是属彼得，我是属亚波罗的。
And because if we make ourselves the central focus of our testimony, then we'll turn our church into the Corinthian church, who was split along you know which disciple that they admired the most.
所以我们要小心这一点。
So we have to be careful.
我们知道我们的教会在推广 Life on Life， 这个是很重要的事情。
And we know that right now our church is using the Life on Life study guide as a way of teaching everyone else.
我们在推广过程当中，我们有些经验教训。我们刚开始的时候，可能是秘密的、私下里面的，然后是邀请别人，所以有些没被邀请的弟兄姐妹心里可能很不舒服。
And so, you know, as we're undergoing this process, at first we have to learn to do it ourselves, and then, you know, we're inviting other people to join the process with us. But inevitably, somebody's going to get left out and feel really upset about that.
但我希望弟兄姐妹能够理解，因为门徒培训的过程，他都是从那个。刚开始从一个最小的一个 group， 然后再逐渐的扩大倍增，它都是这样的一个过程，所以希望弟兄姐妹能够理解。
But I hope that you endure this patiently, because the way that this works is that, you know, it has to start with yourself, and then we slowly expand to bigger and bigger groups of people.
所以我们现在吸取了经验，我们把它公开，然后弟兄姐妹都可以报名。如果你想参加，可以报名。但是就是说，在这里需要弟兄姐妹理解的是，就是如果你报名的时候。不是说你报名你就可以被admit， 而是因为他每一个门徒培训的他都有一些条件，他要求你一定的 commitment。
And so, you know, now we're gradually opening these studies to the public, you are welcome to sign up, but please keep in mind that this sign up implies a certain level of commitment from you as well.
所以希望弟兄姐妹我们彼此之间都能够相互理解。
So I hope that we can understand one another.
所以保罗在这里，我们看到他写信给帖撒罗尼迦城的教会给帖城的基督徒，然后是为他们在圣灵里面的果子向神献上感恩和赞美。
So in these opening verses, Paul is writing to the Thessalonian church to thank God for the fruit of the Spirit that he sees in them.
保罗在很多的他的书信里面都是为信徒向神献上感恩和赞美，那有的时候也责备他们，比方说在哥林多教会里面，在哥林多书里面，对。
You know, so Paul, though he is not without admonishment for the churches when they fail, he always opens with thanking God for the good that he sees in their churches.
但是我们要向保罗学习的就是，无论是保罗是夸奖他们、赞美他们、鼓励他们，还是责备他们，保罗都是出于一个目的，就是要在基督里面建造他们。
And so, but what we must learn from Paul is that, you know, whether he is encouraging them or admonishing them, the motive behind his words is always that he wants to build them up in Christ.
而不是拆毁他们，而不是put down他们。
But and it's not just to yell at them or to put them down.
所以这是我们要向保罗学习的，我们是一切是为了神的荣耀，为了神的国度，然后为了弟兄姐妹的益处。
And so that is what we are to learn from Paul, that everything we do is for God, for their good and for God's glory.
所以我盼望我们的弟兄姐妹能够在此上面有些学习。
And I hope that we can learn from Paul's letter in this manner.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，真的是使徒保罗为我们做了一个很好的榜样。我们看到他真的是在基督里面常常能够看到弟兄姐妹的长处。
We thank you that you have given us Paul as an example that in Christ we can look at the good in one another.
他常常能够看到弟兄姐妹的强处，因为他深信你是每一个弟兄姐妹的主。
And the reason that he could see the good in everyone is that he knew that You, Lord, is the Lord of all the church.
因为他深信你会对每一个弟兄姐妹负责，他深信在我们里面开始那善工的，必要成全这善工。
That he knows that because you are the one who began the good work in us, that you will see it to completion.
所以今天让我们能够向保罗学习。
So let us today be able to learn from Paul.
我们有的时候看到我们弟兄姐妹软弱，看到他们犯罪，但是我们能够看到，也求神帮助我们能够看到。他们在主里面的信心里面的行为，在爱心里面的劳苦，以及在盼望当中的忍耐。
So even though we often see the sin of our brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord that you open our eyes that we can see their work of faith, their labor of love, and their endurance and hope.
因此，让我们在主里面就能够互相的接纳，互相的包容，让我们能够彼此相爱，一起来走天路。
So that we can therefore love one another and endure with one another and walk the road to heaven together.
愿你的名被尊崇，愿你的名在我们当中被荣耀。
May your name be glorified among us.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
感谢。